Israel. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. We will continue to speak about the value of God's rebuke. And today is part 4. We need to understand the language of God and the language in the Bible. And let us examine ourselves. Are we living such kind of language and such kind of attitude? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 8. Say, and you are forgetting the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. And let's read also verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but it grieveth nevertheless. Afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, you anoint this time, anoint your word, and let your word not only preach, but act it upon, and that we will live it. I pray that people get healed and delivered from all lies of devil. As they will hear your word, they will realize the truth and be set free in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that your word will go beyond this world and reach people who need to hear this word of yours, who are waiting for a word from you. I pray for healing, I pray for salvation, I pray for workers to be raised up to serve you wholeheartedly. I pray that the fear of the Lord shall be upon your church and upon your people. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, put verses and statements on my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to move. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You know, we discussed last week the word rebuke from the same passage. The word rebuke, the meaning of it is elimbo. But in Hebrews 12, besides the rebuke, there is chastening and chastisement. The rebuke, you speak something by your mouth, and the person who hears it get shaken, and we discuss that. Now, besides the rebuke, there is the word chastening. Chastening, it means something has inflicted some pain and disturbance in your life. That disturbance and that painful thing that has been introduced into your life, the purpose of it is to make you a better tells him the word that he used here in verse 5, the word chastening, the meaning of it in a Greek language is baidia. Now this is New Testament here. I'm not bringing anything from my pocket. This is New Testament, not the Old Testament. This is New Testament. And written by Apostle Paul. And there the church was following it. Why we as church we don't follow the word of God then today? If you go out to dictionary and get the meaning of this word, certainly you can say that this is to be used for the holy training of children and adults. The training of the children includes the educational process as well. That's why there's exam and quiz, and you need to recite things, you need to go through the process of learning and understand things, even if it's painful, you have to go through it. Besides that, includes the cultivation of mind and the moral aspect of the child's life. Not only his memory and mind, but his moral aspect and his attitude need to be molded, his character need to be grown up in the way that God wanted to go on. And that's why in the chastening of the children we use commands, we put rules, we admonish, we reprove, and we use punishment using the rod, and that is all I speak it from the Bible. From the Holy Bible that all of us who hear believe that is the word of God. In addition to that, the chastisement includes not only the soul and the mind and the moral, but includes also body training. Get up on time, keep the weight, keep the eating habit. Do we need to observe that or no? Yes, that's what the Bible speaks. Control the food, control the weight, control the sleep, control the time, wasting the time, because all these are to discipline the body. Because the body contains the soul. And the body God is using to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that that person will be used later on for the glory of God. We'll go through the scripture, you will understand what is testing. In the adult, in the life of the adult, it is to cultivate the soul in the way that they need to be corrected, dealing with their mistakes, dealing with their sin, and giving them instructions to improve their character and virtue. You know, when the Bible speaks certain time about instruction, the same word that is used for instruction is the same word that is used for chastening. We see it in the scriptures. And care should be with sin. And give chastening and give also discipline certain things for each and every member so that sin will be purged out. And God also, the scripture speaks that God chastening us if we don't respond to correction. By allowing things, sicknesses, disasters, troubles, God would allow in the life of the believer, in the life of the church, to not to rebuke only, but to chasten the church so that our bodies will be disciplined and corrected, will be forced to go back to the new way that God wants us to pass through. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to verse 12, the word chastening or the word chastise is either by idea or by idea. But the same is chastening. Something painful to be inflicted on the life of the believer to be corrected. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. To say, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonishing and admonishing of the Lord. Now here, many they misunderstood this verse and they explained it in a wrong way. They said, father should not provoke, and he has to be whatever the child will do, give him freedom. That is, you know what he said, don't provoke your child to wrath. Don't let him go into the sphere of God, wrath. When he will disobey and you keep quiet about it, you don't correct him, you don't deal with his wrong attitude and his moral aspect, child will steal. A child who tell lies, a child who has no respect to the parents, and the parents does not deal with that. They are provoking the child, they are allowing the child to enter into the wrath of God, because if the parents will fail, and if the child will fail to inflict the chastisement of God, then that is the time that God himself will do it, and when God will do it, it will be very painful. Say, but bring them up in the nurture. The word nurture is the same word that he was chastening. So there must be disturbance. Time to wake up, what to eat, which time that you need to relax. Because the Bible says, train the child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. If you want your son to go to the work early, let him get up early. If you want your son not to do immorality from now, don't allow him to be mixed with other things. Nurture him. Chastise him. Chastise him. In there, nurture him and admonish him of the Lord in the way that God wants him to be admonished and nurtured. Let's go to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. When Stephen was speaking about Moses, and he got the history of Moses, and he told them that Moses was raised up in Egypt in the palace of Pharaoh. Acts 7, verse 22. Saying, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in wars and in this. You know the word learned? What do you understand? Somebody say he was learned. If you get it, but you know the Greek word that he used, he was chastened by the way of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in deeds and in war and in education. It is testing. But the child should spend certain time to study in language, things that he needs, the word of God. His character to be changed, his attitude to be changed. What he study and which he should apply in his life, that is chastening. Moses was chastened. He needs that in his CV. He is the one who wrote the Pentateuch, the five first books from the Bible. The word of God says that he was chastened. He was chastised. He received painful discipline. Who trained him in Egypt? Unbelievers. How much more the church? Reflect on what I am saying. Reflect in your life, in the life of the church. And let's go to Acts chapter 22. When Paul spoke about his life, about his testimony, I have collected the scriptures of this message 5 years ago. Until this year, this time, God spoke to me to deliver them. Acts chapter 22 and verse 3, while Paul spoke about his testimony, he said, I am verily a man, which am I a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. What do you see here? I was taught. The word taught is I was chastened according to that. You know the law of Christ? It is more profound than the law of Moses, of the fathers. It's more chastening now. We don't fear God. The church today does not fear God. Lies, laziness, delinquency, melancholy in the body of Christ. We just wait for God's wrath to come again if you will not repent. Let it be all of you today, including myself. Let the message rebuke us, strengthen us, until we are. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. His instruction is chastening him. The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5. Verse 20. Say him that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Now this is about rebuke. Rebuke is less than chastening. And he said, make it public so that the other will fear. When we don't afraid to sin against God publicly, we should be accepted in our rebuke also publicly. Is God there to rebuke us, to chasten us with fine, high prices, calamities, famine, death, sicknesses? He's fair or no? He's fair. The church today with all the worldliness, waiting for the chastening of God to come. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, the church with all the worldly celebrations, they celebrate Valentine, the god of pagans, they celebrate Halloween, the god of pagans, they celebrate Mother Day and Father Day, the god of pagans, they celebrate birthdays, the god of pagans. Sin is not rebuked, but sin is flattered, and that's where the devil is residing. That's why the church today is weak, because of sin that is not dealt with. Book of Revelation chapter 3. O God, let your words bring the fruit that you desire. And verse 14 to verse 19, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you thou the out of my mouth. God say, I will spit you out of my mouth without test, without value. Verse 15, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Because he is telling them, you think that you are perfect, you think that you are fine, but you are without taste, without power, without things. That when we have read that Moses was filled with words and deeds, he was chastened. But the church is not chastened, full of worldliness and filthiness and naughtiness. I believe, I am very convinced, the church today is a very bad testimony for the unbelievers. Let it be today, tonight, all of us, to be rebuked. Check yourself. Your maneuvering. Your lack of commitment. Your lies, your laziness, your despondency, fear God. And I am filled with the Holy Spirit to declare to Jacob his sins. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eyelids, and that thou mayest see. In verse 19 you say, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Not only rebuke and repent. Not only repent. What Jesus would do? Rebuke and who says this? Jesus. That's the New Testament. We are like the Laodicea church. No discipline, no fear of God. Slouching church. Pampering sin. Keeping sin. Keeping and entertaining lies of devil. Today, tonight, the Lord is rebuking us. And the Lord is testing us. Dealing with our sin and nothing else. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And verse 32. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32. Say, but when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. When God chastening us, He chastised the church in Corinth. Some of them they fall sick because of sin. He say God is judging us so that we will not be punished. We will not be condemned like the non-believers. Let us understand how God is testing us now. In different way. God using now His rod to deal with us. All the problems that you are facing, all the problems that the church is facing, is testing of God. Be careful. Be careful. It is not the unbelievers who are afflicting us, but God Himself, because we are went away from the truth of His word and His will. Fear the Lord. Titus chapter 2. That is chapter 2 and verse Verse 11 and 12. They have taken everything lightly, including the blood of Jesus. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And say, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The word teaching us is chastening us. The chastisement of God on the church based that the church is not living in soberly way, living without self-control, not in the righteousness of God, not in godliness. That's why the chastisement of God will come. I am fully believe and convinced for the present situation that we are passing through, all over the world becoming hard, it is because of the sin of the church. I don't believe that is the work of devil, but that is the work of the flesh that the church is condoning and keep doing. That is bringing the chastening of God, using all the natural things to discipline his church. Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. Let us read chapter 2. 2 Timothy, chapter 2. And verse 25. Say, now this is another scripture. Is misunderstood. I read from verse 24. It says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Verse 25. It says, in meekness, in instructing those that opposes themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Now, what do you say that? The servant of the Lord must be calm. Even you do wrong, you just speak gently. But let us analyze verse 25. You see, in meekness, in meekness, in instructing those that oppose themselves, those who go away from the truth, they are harming themselves. What the servant of God needs to do to them? He used the word instruct them. The meaning of it is chastise them in meekness. Do what God would do to them. But you get the point here? It is not the man's will. It is not the church will. But what is God's will? We submit ourselves to God's will and deal with that person who is not willing to repent. With all gentleness, with all love, but without any compromises. Sin needs to be dealt with. When you go to a physician and you carry cancer in your body, the doctor should love you, but he will give you chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and he will give you surgery to cut that chances and you love him. The word of God says in meekness, chastise those who oppose them. That's all from the word of God. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, and that's our scripture. Now there are people who are not willing to comply for the chastisement. Even they know that God is inflicting that on them. And we need to go with them in the meekness, but without compromising. Now when the policeman now he catches you to give you a fine, did he fight with you? If you don't, I'm not aware. You see, I know you are not aware. But you will get the fine. That is your chastisement. He will not fight with you. He will not be given any hard word, but the chastisement of God, it will come. Now, what Apostle Paul had instructed the church in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 20, there were people who were opposing Paul, opposing themselves about the doctrine of Paul, about the doctrine of the resurrection. They said that the resurrection already takes place. Paul told them that is not correct. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme. He hand them over to Satan so that they will learn. The word learn is chastened by Satan so that they will not blaspheme God. Question. The word that we have received tonight is very clear. And every one of us tonight, he has some area he knows very wrong. He knows it is wrong. Including others, children, including those whom the message will reach. Even you are not here, but as the message reaches you, you are included with the grace of God that chastises us to say no to worldliness and no to the worldly passion. You know the area that God is targeting in your life. The message is a rebuke. Now, after rebuke, according to the word of Jesus, and that's in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation was written 90 plus 80, so it's the last book. After it, there's no other book. In it, Jesus says, whom I love, I rebuke and chasten. Chasten will come. If it will come, I will just approve. I say, yes, Lord, do it. And it's my prayer. Whatever, Lord, you want to chasten, to deal with sin, I am, Lord, agree with you, including my own family. Sin needs to be dealt with. If I am not aware, the Lord should take over the answer. Things tonight through this message, you have received something, including you who hear this message, and you don't stop. You don't take heed of this rebuke and do not purify your heart and life and mobiles and TVs and relationships and your work. Wait for the testing of God. Why? Because God loves you, does not want you to be condemned like the world who does not know God. Repent. Repent. Get rid of lies. Spirit of lies, I bind you right now. I rebuke. Cast out the name of Jesus. Spirit of laziness. Spirit of despondency. Spirit of malingering. I bind right now and I rebuke. Name of Jesus. Spirit of wrong motives, out. Lord, I pray the fear of yours upon your church in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give us pure heart. Give us clean heart. Lord, that we may fear you. Give us undivided heart. Give us fully committed heart. Give us perfect do it, O God, whether with a rebuke or testimony. Let your will be done. Even if you want to use Satan to trust him, Lord, let your word come through. Yes, and I mean to all your promises. Hear our prayer, O God. For how that was I am. Correct and rebuke and chasten those who are not willing to respond to the rebuke. And God, deal with us according to the best of the will of yours, because you love us. There's no one love us like you. Even in our discipline and chasten, we would like to thank you, God. Even painful it is, oh Lord, that it brings the fruit. You will bear the fruit of righteousness. I pray for impartation of righteousness, holiness, in each and every one. Life, O God. In the name of you. And I pray, O God, that you raise up workers, servants of yours, who will do the very things. I pray for officers to lead the armies of God. Your churches and your congregations, O Lord, to bring people out of darkness into the light. O God, I pray, as you raise up martyrs through the chastening, and as you raise up Paul through chastening, raise us from among us leaders through the chastening of yours and the training of yours and the instructing of and the instructions of yours. We thank you, Lord, for this. O God, bless us. Enlarge our circle. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.